Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast. Scott Cuddy making sure it all makes it on air. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, platforms you can use. Get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, we only get you for a brief period of time, and we know exactly what's going on. You know, you're getting kids off to work, you're getting spouses off to school, whatever the circumstances are, and that's it. You know, you're plugged in somewhere, man. And if you're plugged in, we got all kinds of good stuff going on here on the Byline Network. So, you know, as you go forward, and you're doing your thing, well, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, use your iPhone, use your tablet, use your laptop, whatever the circumstances are. You're sitting at the desk already? That's not such a bad thing either, okay? So, take advantage of it. Like I said, we are always, always trying to gather a new audience, and we do a pretty darn good job of it. What's important for us is we come off of Memorial Day. We talked about it a lot of the soldiers who served and do serve. When we talk about these guys and girls who serve each and every day, look, it's very important to us. The American Forces Radio Network is very important to us. They're going in the harm's way while we go in the other direction. So if you see somebody in a uni, thank them. Be on your way. Don't make it a one-day thing. Make it a 24/365 thing. Let's head for the exit ramp. We'll be back right after this brief timeout. Don't go anywhere.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Continued fallout from the Celtics and their Game 7 loss. Kyrie Irving did not attend Game 7 due to deviated septum surgery. They're going to be sorting out a lot of things next year. I talked to somebody from Boston today, and the smart money has Marcus Smart taking less money to stay in Boston. And he's going to be a pretty valued commodity, but they've got to fit Kyrie back in, and they got to figure out what to do with Rozier. Two out of the three kids, well, the rookie and the second year stuff showed up in the game. Tatum played great. The other kids didn't. Marcus Smart in the mix. It's a crowded backcourt. Kyrie's going to be coming back. Gordon Hayward's going to be coming back. Tatum's blossoming into a star. Brown is blossoming into a star. I don't know where they're going to go. But I'll tell you one thing. You saw the difference in the playoffs. And you saw the fact that you had an outstanding young group of kids emerge. Marcus Smart is part of that. Now, he's a young veteran at this point in time. But the struggles that they had in getting past Milwaukee, and I said it yesterday, I'll say it again today, all evolved through the fact that Marcus Smart was not in the lineup playing the level of defense that he plays. I don't know, again, he's not the best player in the league. Whatever this, you know, however you want to dress it up, and that's fine. The reality is this. He's one of the best defenders in the National Basketball Association. He can play any position on any player for any kind of time. You know, the bigger guys, yeah, he needs to get off them quickly. You can do 3-4 minutes before they adjust and start exploiting him. But any 3, any 4, any 5, he can guard him, period. Case closed. That's valuable. It was the difference once they got past Milwaukee and eased on forward. You know, what kind of money is he worth? I don't know. I have no idea. But he wants to stay there. And that says something right there. But then you kick in on top of it that, you know, There's going to be people that are willing to pay him. What's he worth? I don't know. He's worth a lot to me. I know he's worth a lot to Brad Stevens. How are they going to maintain this core? Because people have to get paid. Smart is beloved in Boston. Everybody knows he can't shoot. And that's fine. They figured that out a long time ago. But he's on restricted free agency. He'll get offers. And he's going to get some large offers. Because other teams around the league know how valuable he is to Boston. And they're going to put, or at least try to put Boston, into a position where they have to move Rozier or move Kyrie or move Brown or one of the other young players. They're not going to move Tatum. But, I mean, I guess theoretically they could move Brown to a team that has a lottery pick. But they've got to make room in that backcourt. He thinks he's worth $12 to $14 million a year. Now, that's way below a max deal. But he can't shoot. And he plays great defense. He's got, you know, there's going to be teams around with mid-level exceptions. He could sign the $6.1 million qualifying offer and then go for the unrestricted free agency in 2019. Well, they can give him a good raise. You know, this guy's going to be in this league for a long time. A long time. And I mean, you know, he screws up every once in a while. He punched a picture frame, hurt his thumb diving for a loose ball. I mean, you know, he does some clunky stuff sometimes. But he's also an incredibly valuable player. He's one of those guys that the old school guys would have embraced. Just on the assumption that, you know, he's the kind of glue that moves you towards the championship. You know. He's that valuable off the ball. But then he shoots, and everybody goes, oh, my God. You know. And every once in a while, he'll light it up. But, I mean, you know, you look at it, and, you know, Larkin can't shoot. Rozier had a horrible shooting night. Hayward hopefully is going to come back at 100%. I mean, all that big tease all year about him coming back and being able to play and everything. You know, everybody knew that wasn't going to happen. Everybody knew it wasn't going to happen. I mean, come on. But they got to sort the deck chairs, as we're fond of saying around here. And that's no joke. You can't pay everybody. You know, if you could, there'd be nothing but super teams. But you can't. And guys move on. And that's just the way it goes. But, you know, this is one of those guys. And unfortunately, you're going to be dealing with this question over and over again. Is what? How much value does he have? And what can you do with all these young players? I mean, realistically, and I, you know, time will tell as to whether or not Ainge's timing was good on this, but he gave up the net pick at probably the right time because they're just not going to be able to pay everybody. And the way it fell out with the NBA draft, they weren't going to be in the top three. And Cleveland will still get a very good pick and probably an impactful pick. But, you know, again, you can only pay so many people. I mean, they're sitting there in the eight hole. So it's going to be people like Trae Young and Colin Sexton and Mikal Bridges and Kevin Knox. But all the big guys, maybe with the exception of Wendell Carter, he's a guy who could fall. But Bamba will be gone. Jared Jackson will be gone. DeAndre Ayton will be gone. So you would have had to trade up to move up. And there's no other really big banger except for the kid out of Texas A&M, Robert Williams, and he's an undersized center. So they probably picked the right year to get out. But with that being said, you know, they still have the incredibly overcrowded backcourt. And they're going to have to make some adjustments. And also try to get some size via free agency. Like I said, I think Robin Lopez would be a great, Brooke Lopez would be a great fit there. What is a great fit right now is stepping out, paying some bills, and coming back with more fun and frivolity here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right. More here on the attack. Black, you, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Boy, I was talking to some people today and talking about LeBron and just the incredible fact that he's now going to 8 straight NBA finals. And it's just, I heard somebody try to make the argument today that should he lose in the NBA finals, that it would end up being the equivalent of the Buffalo Bills going to 4 straight Super Bowls and losing. And I said, are you out of your mind? I mean, first of all, he has 3 rings. Second of all, getting there is just the you can't even describe what it's like to get to the finals of anything 8 straight times. To denigrate that? Now, you know, the person I was talking to has never liked LeBron. Okay, so we get that. But, you know, you look at it and you say to yourself, how are you possibly putting this guy down in any way, shape, or form? Honestly. And, you know, look, I don't know if he's going to win. We'll find out. But when you look at the accomplishments that this guy has done over the last few years and his entire career, it's just to go in any other direction with this guy, it's stupid. It just is. People want to tear people down. We talk about this stuff all the time. People want to take it in the direction of, you know, he's great, therefore he must be taken apart. And which, you know, that in itself is just, you know, the American way. But when you look at it specifically with guys like him, and they've been, again, we've talked about it, he's a great player. Nobody's, you know, one of the greatest of all times. And I don't do the list thing. But people tore down Kareem. He didn't hustle all the time. He's 7'3". He was up and down the court in 4 strides. So he wasn't sprinting. Big deal. He was banging against 6'11 large bodies who were 280, 290 pounds. You don't think that wears you out? You try it sometime. I had a buddy of mine, he's 6'9". Anytime we do something relatively athletic, if he bumps into me, I go flying. And I'm not a small human being. They did the same thing with Wilt. And to a certain degree, everybody acknowledged Oscar's greatness when he was playing. But he never had a good team around him. So they were like, well, you know, he's really good. And he's a superstar, but he doesn't elevate his teammates. Well, you know, if you got a shovel and you're shoveling rainwater, it falls off the shovel. You really wonder sometimes. Which takes us full circle. The Eastern Conference is a beast. It's starting to level up with the West. The better young teams, I think, are there. Not all of them, but I think many of them. You've got a Milwaukee team. You still have a very talented Toronto team. What direction they're going to go in with the coaching change remains to be seen. The Nets are on the come. after all those years of being crippled by no draft picks. That finally ends after this year. They're doing judicious free agent signing. You know, you look at Milwaukee, obviously. Detroit's a solid team, but again, new coaching, so we don't know. Sixers speak for themselves. Indiana's going to be hard-pressed to maintain the level. You know, they're expected to be one of the worst teams in the league. Instead, they were right in the middle of the pack, but and they're young. Miami's a team that's iffy. The Wizards, what direction are they going to go in? Charlotte's competitive. The Bulls are on the rise. Another lottery pick this year. Orlando stinks, and Atlanta stinks. But at some point, they're going to turn it around. When you go out west, like I said, I was talking about the younger teams. When you go out west, OKC is uncertain. New Orleans has to prove they can do it again. San Antonio's in a steep decline. T-Wolves, allegedly, they put their best player on the market. Clips are trying to do it on the fly. Lakers are young, but, you know, again, it's a circus. Kings stink. Dallas stinks. Memphis stinks. Phoenix got the number one overall pick, so they better get it right. It looks like it's going to be DeAndre Ayton, which it should be. And you put that mix together with Booker and Jackson and other guys on the team, they could make a playoff run next year. I mean, seriously, 21 wins this year. I mean, the kid's raw, but he, you know, I could see him doing a 20-10 right off the bat. You know, but Portland, they're treading water. Golden State and Houston, they're the cream of the crop right now, but eventually there's going to be attrition. Eventually Chris Paul's going to retire, who didn't play tonight. Klay Thompson will move on at some point in time. The East is on the rise. And so long as LeBron stays East, and you know, again, it's funny because I had this conversation with the same person. And he was like, well, you know, when LeBron goes to L.A. next year, I said, he ain't going to L.A. Why would he go to L.A.? I mean, L.A. wants him. They also have Kyle Kuzma, who's going to be a star. Now, look, LeBron's better. I'm not comparing the two. But LeBron's 33 years old. He'll be 34 by the time the season starts next year. And oh, by the way, they want the ball in Lonzo Ball's hand. You think LeBron wants to join that circus? If LeBron puts pen to paper in Los Angeles, the first words coming out of LeVar Ball's mouth are going to be something that's going to piss off LeBron. Guaranteed. So, I mean, he ain't going out there. I don't think so. Now, look, I'll chew on my words when the time comes, but I don't think it's going to happen. And, I mean, you know, the fit for him, and if he stays in the East and decides to move, is Philadelphia. He goes in there, they're a favorite to go all the way, instantly. With all that talent on there, instantly. And the other choice to me is Houston. I guess theoretically he could go to OKC. That'd be an interesting group. But Paul George would have to sign on too. I mean, in theory, he could go there. And he played in a small market before. Cleveland's no big market. So if he wouldn't be adverse to, you know, going to the 33rd overall media market in the country, I'm sure he could deal with it. But again, you know, what are you turning this into? So like I said, East is on the rise. And it will be real good for a long time. Knicks stink right now, but eventually they'll figure it out. It's going to be an interesting year in free agency as well. You know, when you look at some of the players that are available, they could have pretty good impact. And some of these guys are already pulling out. Taryn Dorn is going back to North Carolina State. My favorite, Bruno Fernando, is going back to Maryland. And he's a legit big man. At Angola. But he's raw. He's very raw. So he's one of those guys, though, the game needs the effort. Now, we get ready to step aside here. We're going to be joined by the dirtiest girl in the world on the other side of the commercial break, and that's Annie Cruz from Vivid Radio. She's always a lot of fun and a terrific interview. And she'll be joining us right after this brief timeout. Please don't go anywhere. I'm Bob Black, and this is The Sports Attack.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Hey, Bob Black here, and it's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Annie Cruz. Annie Cruz from Vivid Radio and many, many projects, and she's here to talk to us here on the Sports Attack. Nice to have you back, Annie. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Hi.
Hi, the dirtiest girl in the world, and you know we're a PG show, but, you know, we can have a little bit of fun here now and then. But
So
basketball season is full swing, and we've got an athlete of the month for Vivid in James Harden. And I, you know, if I was a girl, I might go for him, but I'm not, and I don't, you know. But what is it about athletes and women?
I don't know. I guess it's I don't want to use the word mystique, but I guess there's just something about, because I've been with a couple of athletes before, and I always seems like, depending on what sport they play, like there's something about how they are in bed that kind of almost matches the sport that they play, if that even makes any sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
although I can't say that one more time.
I said it does. It makes sense.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I've been with football players before, and it's almost just kind of like, okay, relax, dude. We're not on the field. You know what I mean? Although I have to say, the last time I was ever with a basketball player was probably college. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, man, you know? And I have I'm very partial to very, very tall men. So when I meet guys that are like, yeah, like just the other night, I went on a date with a guy that was 6'5". And I know James Harden, he's like, what, 6'6", roughly, maybe almost? About 6'5", 6'6", something like that. So I don't know. There's just something about dudes that are that tall. And like me, being Filipino, kind of sort of Asian, I'm not as petite or short. I mean, people still think that I'm kind of petite, but I'm not as short as people expect me to be, you know? Like, a lot of people that meet me in person, they're like, oh, I was expecting you to be, like, 4'11" or something. But I'm actually 5'6". So I think it's part of the reason why I'm, like, super, super, super tall. Because then I just feel like they can, like, overpower me, I guess.
There you go. There's something to be said for that, and I'm not 6'6". I can handle that.
How tall are you?
I'm just a shade over 6.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad. Anything under 6 feet, like, if I'm wearing heels, you know, I might, like, be as tall as somebody that's, like, 5'9", you know?
Yeah, no, I get that. I understand. Well, I mean, you know, hard bodies, I would imagine, come into play, too. But I dealt with all that crap in high school, and when I, you know, got to college, I was like, hey, check out my other assets, you know? And they were like, oh, okay, you know, this works. Yeah, but it took me a long time to get there. God, the love of my life when I was in high school, I had the biggest crush on this chick who was dating the captain of the football team. I mean, literally, you know, the cliche. And she just, you know, wrote this big thing in my yearbook on what a friend I was. Oh, God, broke my heart.
Oh, no. Friend-zoned. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I lost on that one. However, I did see her at one of the reunions about 20 years later, and she was like 5'5", so it was okay. I was doing
better. Isn't that the greatest feeling in the world, though, when you do have a reunion of any kind of sort, and you see someone that you haven't seen in like 10 years, and you're like, oh, well, I'm not doing so bad.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And speaking of not doing so bad, you're really on a roll as far as personal projects go. Let's explore a little of that. You're doing films and books and documentaries and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I'm like really, really stoked about all the different things that I've been doing. I just recently got published in a book with a compilation of about 22 short erotic stories written by porn stars and retired porn stars, or, you know, just women that are very sexual in general. And I was asked to contribute a story. And if I remember correctly, I am one of, I think there's only two of us. I might be wrong. I know that for a fact that there's only a couple of us that contributed a story of nonfiction. So I'm actually really proud of it. It's definitely a story that I've definitely shared on my radio show, that's for sure. But it's pretty great because I'm working on a book right now a book about my life and the business, and also with everything that I've gone through just in the past 3-4 years. And I'm hoping to take it up a notch, and I don't want to like give too much away, but there's some talks of doing some other things that are going to go along with it, so I'm just going to cross my fingers and hope that happens. However, I do have 2 independent films in post-production at the moment, one of which just got picked up by distribution from Gravitas Ventures, which is a huge production company that's very big with producing and distributing a lot of indie films. So pretty excited about that. The other one, the second one, that I don't think I'm allowed to talk about the second one just yet, the one that hasn't been, there is no information left on that right now, because there's a lot more bigger actors in that one, so I'm curious to see where the company go, the producers go with it, and if anybody is going to bite and try and distribute it just like the other one. And then in other news, I have, this has been years in the making, and when I say years in the making, I want to say probably 6 years in the making. About 6 years ago, I met up with this independent filmmaker and independent writer who has written this graphic novel story about a woman who is a trained assassin, who's hard to target, basically. She's a hard person to catch. She's always eluding police, et cetera, and so forth, but not to give too much away in the story. She gets kind of lonely and falls to the internet with someone, and she kind of starts getting vulnerable and kind of slips up a little bit, and then that's all I'm going to say about that. It's pretty exciting. I actually shot on location in Texas about 3 years ago, I want to say. This teaser clip to show people what a live action version of this graphic novel would look like. I'm pretty stoked about it. We are releasing the teaser in 3 separate clips. And right now I have 2 parts of it already posted to my Instagram. So if anybody's listening, they can actually check it out. My Instagram is at Annie Cruz, AnnieCruz, and as well as my Twitter. It's also on my Twitter as well. I'm going to be posting part 3 probably in the next couple of days, but we've actually started a crowdfunding campaign for it. We have about 19 days left into the campaign. So far, I've seen nearly $2,000 in donations from all the people that have helped back this project. If anybody's listening right now and wants to help contribute, there are perks if you do support the project, one of which is, depending on how much you decide to help, you can actually have your own character in the book. And there's actually 2 people that donated to that cause. So it's pretty exciting and kind of like, you know, kind of like an incentive for anybody that wants to see this book come to life. I'm just really excited to see the story come to life after all these years of talking about it and all these years of reading, you know, like draft after draft after draft of the script, and then finally shooting the little teaser clip. I'm really crossing my fingers and hoping that, you know, within the next 19 days, we can actually get the ball rolling and get this book made. And then if the book gets made, possibly maybe have an independent film made. So now that I've got my foot in the door on that end, I'm looking to do more stuff in filmmaking and in films. And no complaints. I'm like, really, that's pretty much everything that's been, in a nutshell, what's been going on with me as far as like all my projects go. I obviously still have my radio show, which I'm really proud to be a part of still after nearly 6 years now. It's been like over five years now since I've had my radio show. So just constantly hustling. That's pretty much my life right now.
Yeah, Annie Cruz here on The Attack. Where do you find time to get laid?
I don't. Oh, wait, did you just say laid to get laid?
Yes, yes.
Did you say yes or no?
I said yes.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what's funny? Everybody asks me, especially if you listen to my radio show, like, where do you find the time when you're so busy? It's like I work 6 days a week, you know, I have a day job now. So it's just kind of like, where do I find the time? Oh, but you know what? I always find time.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Even if it has to be 2 a.m, you know, after I get home from work, I make things happen.
Well, you know, before we let you go, I got you for about another minute and a half. Harvey Weinstein got indicted today in New York. So,
oh my God, I'm behind on the time. Okay, go on.
Yeah, what's your reaction? And you know, because you and I have discussed this before, and you know, women of all walks of life have experienced it, and you know, it's not unique to anybody. You know, secretaries, porn stars, directors, writers, whatever the circumstance, housewives. You know, so what's your reaction to that?
I know we talked about this before. I mean, yeah, okay, it's great that, like, he's getting indicted for all these different things that people are accusing him of, and okay, everyone's kind of happy that, like, oh, all these women came forward and finally, but why wait? Why did it have to take this long for this to happen? You know what I mean? Especially with all these rumors going around that certain people in the industry knew about it, and they just kept their mouth shut, and this and that and the other thing, and blah, blah, blah. It kind of sucks, and the thing I think that sucks the most, in my opinion, it's not so much that, like, okay, yeah, Harvey Weinstein did all these things. He's not the only one that's doing these things. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So it's,
no,
just, it's
no question.
Kind of, I'm sorry, say that one more time?
Yeah, no, I said no question.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like that. To me, that's kind of like more of the unfortunate thing. Like, I think it's great that a lot of women are coming forward and like, okay, yeah, we're going to see what happens with Weinstein because of all of this. But when you look at the big picture, it's like there's still all these other horrendous things happening. You know, dare I say it, but, you know, you've got the pedophilia ring and all this other stuff, and it's like nobody's really saying much about that, even though there's a lot of people, former child actors, that have come forward and said things like that. I'm like, why aren't we paying attention to that? Why aren't we drawing attention to that? Because to me, that's another important issue that needs to be addressed. You know what I mean?
No question about it. I'm going to have to wrap it up, my friend. But real quick, let me have your social media so people can find out more about the GoFundMe and everything else that's going on with you.
Oh, absolutely. You guys can find me on Twitter at Annie fucking Cruz. There's no G at the end of that. I hope I'm allowed to say that on the air. at Annie Cruz on Instagram. And that's pretty much it. You can find me on Facebook at Miss Annie Cruz as well. And all you have to do is just Google Annie Cruz. You'll find all of my stuff and all the things that I post. I will be posting on all social media platforms.
Well, thanks for the time. It's always a pleasure to talk to you because we always have a great conversation. And someday we'll cross paths. I don't know where or when, but I know we will. Take good care.
Most definitely. Thank you so much. You too.
You got it. Annie Cruz here in the attack. We're going to step out right here. And when we come back, more fun and frivolity and a couple little bit of censored words here on the attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Attack Black, you? The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If you want to sneak one in at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. I mean, after just an epic Game 7, the finals are set. There's going to be amazing storylines going on. And, you know, again, prohibitive favorites against Cleveland. But the reality is any team with LeBron has a puncher's chance. So that's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. And as we go forward, I believe the finals start on Friday. That'll be a good time. A Western Conference home court advantage, which will come into play as well. But, I want to see with the time down how much LeBron will have in the tank. I want to see whether or not his mates right the ship. I want to see whether or not Kevin Love is out of the concussion protocol, because they're a much better team with him than without him. It's the matchups are going to be intriguing. It's going to be a question of whether or not Cleveland can play enough defense to control the firepower. And if that happens, then we're talking good things. If not, the route will be on. And there's a lot of people that are expecting that. Vegas is thinking it's a short series. Most of the so-called experts immediately after the final said it's going to be a short series. We'll see. I'm not so sure. I learned not to count him out. He's just too damn good. He really is. You know, you think about that. It's very rare in this day and age to have a one-man show go in any way, shape, or form, in any sport, except golf, when Tiger ruled for years. But as far as organized team sports, there's very few of them that where just one player controls everything that goes on around him. Well, you've got that player in LeBron James. So don't count him out. Right now, coaches and assistant coaches are watching film and scheming all over the place on how to shut him down. And I'll tell you something. It ain't going to happen. But, you know, we want to thank Annie Cruz for coming on board. She's always a great interview. Hope you enjoyed that as well. And, you know, again, we've got the debut of Craig Carton here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. He brings a unique voice to the sports talk world, and we're happy to have him on board. So hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back more in fun and frivolity tomorrow.